Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode. As you can see, we have moved. If you're on the audio, if you can see sounds, I would get off those drugs. Hello. Nice. Welcome to you, to the show. And we're back. I'm really, 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 really exhausted. We moved house. As you can see, the backdrop won't be the one. It'll be this janky thing for today, but it was most important to get the show done. We don't need to have it perfect, just what you hear. So through the wall behind us is where the new studio is going to be. It's a cool little spot. Really looking forward to it. If you could share the show, let people know that we're about, like it, so it gets visibility within these fucking algorithms that we love or hate. I don't know. People in the comments, Leon's about, nice to see you, pal. Zoe's in, E back at you, Jez Hunt's in, morning, hiya, Zoe, morning. We're going to talk about a wide range of stuff, but I could murder at least half of this brew, so in the time-honored tradition, we're going to just stick a little bit of Ravi on while people join, because I see people joining, more people joining, doing the things. Here's Ravi. Hope you've been keeping well. Thank you for your eternal patience while I sort out my life. Hopefully after this summer, I'll be a bit more static. But I kind of like this too as well. Sometimes people deliver on their promises for good, stable, high-speed internet, which I'm hoping this is. Best we've had. Let's hope it stays that way. Best I've had, Royston. Only the true heads know. Best I've ever had, Royston. We're back. Reet. Speaking of the best we've ever had, I think this is the best we've ever been up in the Irish podcast charts. Number six. I just want to thank the people of Ireland. As you can see, in honour of you, we're rocking the Irish snood from LDT. Shouts to Laura in Glasgow for sending that to us. Wonderful. I am really honoured. I really am. My family's history goes back to Ireland, you know, so without being like some kind of plastic leprechaun type character, I'm deeply touched, actually, because, you know, let's be honest, right? The show's pretty much the most challenging it's ever been. And the fact that the good people of Ireland just keep building, keeping on building there. Well, I'm building with you. And absolutely love it. Love it when fucking people who work for Sinn Féin and that pop up on the social media, and just generally love the fact that people who stand up against all manner of shit actually support the show in such numbers. So big up Ireland at all times. Big up Ireland generally and forever. And also, I'm really chuffed to see that the Steve Bannon-inspired Crystal Fash far right over there getting it handed to them. That's a good thing. But I'm buzzing. Thank you very much. Give us a nice little lift when I saw that the other day. So big up Ireland at all times. What else we got for you? Right, on with the show. Enough of the self-aggrandizing. Oh, actually, before we do, if you want to support work, and thank you to everybody who has, go to patreon.com/cowdaily. I see the people who've done that this past week. It's appreciated as ever, but now more than ever, actually, because I could do with the money. So really appreciate it. patreon.com/cowdaily. Also, PayPal link in the description if you want to make one-off contribution to this work. Thank you kindly. Right, what's this here? It's sad and outrageous that some outlets only start asking Israel tough questions when 7 Western aid workers are senselessly murdered, not when 40,000 Palestinians are. What this is in reference to is, quite rightly, pointing out the fact that British aid workers have been murdered by the IDF. And we'll unpack some of it here. And I'm also going to give you a nod on a really great long read and a title that you should really pay notice to, because it's straight from the source and it's really good journalism. But that would play this. So this I'm about to show you is from, just putting it up there for you, Farouk on Twitter at Implausible Blog, and he's shown my video, Jose Andres, founder of the World Kitchen, which were the people who, the people of the World Kitchen who were murdered senselessly. So we'll see what he has to say. Here's a quote from it. These drones have eyes on everything that moves in Gaza. I've been there. The drones are flying nonstop above you. Everything that moves, the IDF knows. Nobody should be targeting ever humanitarian organizations and civilians. Quite.
Technology today allows you to know things in ways not too long ago was not possible. Those drones have eyes on everything that moves in Gaza. I've been there. These drones non-stop flying above you is nothing that moves that IDF doesn't know. But said that, even nobody should be targeting ever humanitarian organizations and civilians continuously. Technology today allows you to know things in ways not too long ago was not possible. Those drones...
There you go. So, so some people have been like commenting about that guy saying he hadn't really spoke up much before, but here you go. If that's the case, what can you say? So people are seeing this as a kind of like watershed moment where people have just like sort of switched on the evils of what Israel are doing. Basically, mainly because Richard Madeley of all people has started saying things like this.
This execution, which is what it was, effectively, this execution of seven aid workers, feels like some sort of watershed this morning, doesn't it? Because this time yesterday, as the news was breaking, the general assumption was, before the details came through, that it was probably some sort of awful collateral damage, that these workers had been killed incidentally in some other kind of conflict. But now we know that it was extremely targeted. The first vehicle was hit in a small convoy. Some of the workers survived and managed to get out and get into another vehicle. That moved off. That was hit. Then there was one third vehicle that was still proceeding, and about a kilometer later, that was hit. So they were hit three separate times. And just look at this. I mean, this is like, this is bullseye aiming. Absolutely no accidental collateral damage here at all. This is an execution.
Right. He's using terms like collateral damage still, so, you know, let's not get too excited. But this is just another thing on top of another thing on top of another thing. You know, like, what we're seeing here is absolutely and utterly just mental. There's no international law. I'll hear from nobody going on about the rules-based international order again. It doesn't and never has existed, but it's so in my face and blatant now. Like, if people don't think there's something wrong with this, there's definitely something wrong with them. So here's the as the person who wrote this put it, the seven beautiful souls killed by Israel, World Central Kitchen heroes. The thing that bothers me, right, it's not just this, the killing. It's the fact that, like, somebody's put 50 pence in Madeley's back because some white British ex-service people got killed, and they're just like, you know, these talking heads, they can't do now. But they've not been saying anything when the brown journalists have been executed since the start and targeted. Why does it take this? Oh, that, right, we can't really get past the lest we forgetting programming in people's heads. What are people saying, though? Monsieur Hunt, Netanyahu's regime is a rogue state. I agree. Leon, it was an execution. I agree. I mean, like, this is a thing. There's no fucking about now, really, is there? And there hasn't been for quite some time with a lot of it, but Jesus, man. Even if Richard Madeley's calling it an execution, ordinarily you would say, oh, well, change is just around the corner. Israel don't give a fuck. And what I mean by Richard Madeley saying it is clearly not Richard Madeley said everything, everybody, right, the war's over, the great arbiter has spoken, he's even overcome his shoplifting addiction, allegedly. Anyway, T, Seriously, get on the lemon balm. The caffeine scenario is well nailed. Lizanne's in, everybody. Breaking news. She's made it. Nice to see you, pal. All the best. What else we got? So just moving on, but like within the same vein, what we have here is after the destruction of Al-Shifa, hundreds of NHS workers are blockaded in NHS England, demanding an end to its contact with surveillance technology firm Palantir, which profits from Israel's war on hospitals and killing of health workers. Genocide profiteers, hashtag hands off our NHS. And there's a picture for audio people. No Palantir in the NHS. Big up those NHS workers who are doing that. Palantir is no stranger to regulars of the show. We've been exposing this for a long time. And it's essentially at a point now where the work that we've been doing for a couple of years is starting to be revealed in its lattices that spread the world. Apparently, if you say tentacles, that's anti-Semitic. I had no idea. I was worded up about that. So let's say lattice structure. What I wonder how that'll be made to be anti-Semitic. Anyway, Georgie goes on. Palantir, which specializes in AI-powered military and surveillance technology, signed a new deal with the IDF in January to support Israel's war-related missions. CEO Alex Karp says he's exceedingly proud of Palantir's role in operationally crucial operations in Israel. What does that even mean? How are you the CEO of anything? Anyway, NHS England awarded a $330 million contract to Palantir to manage NHS data, despite widespread objections over patient privacy and NHS outsourcing. Amnesty International also said Palantir's bid should have been rejected because of its involvement in serious human rights abuses. Regulars of the show know this. Who greased those wheels? Peter motherfucking Mandelson. And here's one for your Awakening Wonders, Russell Brand and all that. Hold on, I'll move me hands around a lot so you fucking really get the message, yeah? He's not going to say shit about this. We've been saying this for years now. Years. People want comfort because he gives them comfort at the behest of these fucking arseholes. Fuck off. Absolutely. This massacre, as you can see, was targeted at by the AI from Palantir. And we want those people in the NHS having all our data, do we? Back off. Leon says, Richard and Judy are the true jury and executioners of the UK. I agree. I mean, there's many an author has a career because of their book club. Not good ones. Hello, Glasgow. Nice to see you about. Nice to see you. It's a crazy old time. But when is it not? Anyway, let's put this on because sometimes journalism breaks out in the wild. Who knows? And it's from Channel 4. This is your Krishnan Gurumurthy, and he's interviewing somebody from the Israeli government. Check
it. Joining me now from Tel Aviv is Israeli government spokesperson David Mensah. First of all, is the Israeli government apologizing to the families of the aid workers killed, including the three families in Britain?
Well, firstly, thank you, Krishnan, for having me on. From the Prime Minister to the Defense Minister to the spokesman for the Israel Defense Forces, all of us have expressed grief about this occurrence.
Yes, but are you apologizing?
To be frank, if you let me answer, Krishnan, there's no point attacking me already. I've just arrived, for heaven's
sake. Not attacking you. I'm just asking you a simple question. I want an answer to it.
There you are.
Are you apologizing?
Allow me to answer. We have expressed grief about this operation, but we need to find out exactly what has happened. The Prime Minister, as he came out of hospital today, the Defense Minister and Minister Gallant have all expressed grief. Indeed, there is a sense of grief across the whole country because WKD are one of the good guys.
But you said this was unintentional. So this was a mistake, wasn't it? So you can apologize already. You don't need to know the precise details to issue an apology.
Clearly,
there are grieving families
clearly
tonight.
There are grieving families and we grieve with them because clearly something catastrophic has happened. Clearly something catastrophic has happened. It's not something that we wanted, and we're going to get to the bottom of this and find out exactly what happened, because the role of bringing aid to innocent Gazans, to ordinary Gazans, not to Hamas, to the genocidal terror organization Hamas, that role is sacrosanct to us. We've got no beef with the people of Gaza, ordinary people. We're trying to get as much aid as we possibly can.
I mean, it's not sacrosanct. The dilemma, saying things like you're trying to get as much aid as possible is just not true, because only a few days ago, the UN's highest court, the ICJ, ordered Israel to, without delay, facilitate humanitarian aid. And tonight, a ship laden with tons of aid is sailing away, and humanitarian organizations are saying it is simply too dangerous for them to carry on supplying aid because you kill their aid workers. So it is just not true to say it's sacrosanct. Just before you go, can I ask you, as a matter of fact, did Israel bomb the Iranian consulate in Syria?
So I've got no comment on that, but what I can share with you is that Daniel Hagari said quite clearly that it wasn't a civilian embassy. It was a military base for Al-Quds. So while I can't no, as I said, that was a military base for the Al-Quds force. Iran, unfortunately, once again, trying to destabilize this region, not for the good of the Palestinian people, not for the good of the Arab world at large, but just to destabilize this region. We're trying to go for peace. We're trying to go for coexistence, but we need to get
I've got to cut you off there. Because I mean, I'm just trying to get answers to questions. And if you can't answer the question, then I can't allow you to do the propaganda bit afterwards. Joining me now.
Bang. Go for it. Love that. Can't allow you to do the propaganda bit afterwards. Finally, something. Finally. Finally, journalism is breaking out. I don't even fucking go, well done, Krishnan, because he's done some shit in the past as well. So, but good that it's happening now. Absolutely abhorrent. Abhorrent that it's taken this. But has it really taken this? Is it just like, right, we're ready to start winding this down now? Who knows? The American election's coming, et cetera, et cetera. I don't claim to know, but we'll show you. And you make your own mind up. Comments. Who's a boot? Reet. Who's a boot? Jez Hunt. He was the head of Labour Friends of Israel. Small world, isn't it? Who was? Whom? I'm not finding it. Glasgow. Imagine this was the idea. Aid agencies already stopping because of the danger. Some all will starve. I think this was the plan from the get-go. It's hard to argue against that theory. Like, I mean, it's basically like, what is stopping food getting in mouths? Things like this. You know, if aid agencies are going to pull out, so you're quite right. Jeez, man. Grim pickings. Anyway, in totally unrelated news, workers lost 3.7 trillion in earnings during the pandemic. It's still ongoing, by the way. Women and Gen Z saw the biggest losses. Another headline, world's billionaires get richer by 3.9 trillion during pandemic. What a coincidence. Nothing more to add. Moving on. Buckinghamshire Disability Service. Follow them at BUDS_UK. Absolutely fantastic, and also do a great report on long COVID and all of that stuff every month, I think. So anyway, they've quote tweeted this from Jack Elsom, Sun exclusive, Britain will quit the ECHR if that's what it takes to stop the bouts, Rishi Sunak declares. Sunak even talks like this now to appeal to his, what he wants to be his base, but he's brown, so he's going to have to turn it right up like this and maybe be a boxing promoter with a flick knife. Anyway, Buckinghamshire Disability Service say this, the European Convention on Human Rights protects British disabled people's rights and DPOs have regularly used it to secure our rights. The PM is saying that trashing 15 million disabled people's rights is important. You might want to remember that at the general election. We need to remember a lot of things at the general election, but to keep it simple, I'm just voting for the Greens. I mean, obviously, we've seen Palantir there, the NHS, Mandelson. Oh, man, it's all one big club. We're not invited to it. Now, I'm not saying the Greens are, like, perfect, but literally, given the competing crises that we've got, and they're the only ones that appear to be rationally speaking up for it, vote for them. Apparently, Labour's going to walk it anyway, so you don't need to be listening to know, if you don't vote for us, then the Tories get in. That's done. There was a mega poll, apparently, yesterday. Huge majority. So vote against badness, vote against genocide, vote against liars, vote against people who claim to be something that they're not, vote for the protection of our wonderful earth and the cleaning of the air. Otherwise, you'll be voting for nought because you'll not have the cognitive capacity to put a fucking cross in a box. Much like these dafties. Last week it was, literally never make memes, made this one, bit shit. But fake culture war fumes so people don't talk about things that matter incoming. Just over a picture of the Team GB flag. Mr. Cow, I'm not claiming one for this because it was bloody obvious. There you go, on front page of the Current Bun this week. After England kit, Union joke. Union joke. Dan Wooten, head propagandist and driver of people to wonderful things in their life, says the globalist anti-Britain woman-hating agenda is seeping its way in every aspect of life in the UK. Anyone who thinks this Team GB flag is some sort of artistic coincidence doesn't get what's really going on. We must resist and fight for our flag. Listen, firstly, you're Australian, so shut your fucking trap. Secondly, right, the fucking cunt bingo in the just one paragraph there is unreal. Literally designed to wind up people's nanas who vote. And it's all of this stop the boat shit, all of that kind of culture war bollocks. The stop the boats thing could be stopped quite easily by just taking up the French government's offer to have a processing centre on the French coast. All right, so that would be done, but that's not what this is about. What this is about is winding people up, much like this with the flags. One of the last shows we did before this one, we've shown a multitude of different flags. I mean, if you want to look at like London 2012, all the logos and flags are all mashed up. But again, we're having to talk about this because these fucking assholes are trying to get your nana talking about this and not about how scared she is to put the heating on. It's this type of shite, right? Somebody sent me this for the crack. Somebody breaking down apparent Knights Templar symbolism on a fucking Oreo cookie. I'm not even going to break it down for you. It's on the screen. If you're really interested, audio people, go to youtube.com/cowdaily, the latest live show. Absolutely, the level of analysis is this. Moving further on as well, in kind of the same vein, but some of you might know Mixmaster Morris and Nightmares on Wax. I had a bit of a chat the other day with Mixmaster Morris. He was saying, had the misfortune of meeting a woman who worships Donald Trump on Tuesday. She was so fucking horrible, I had to literally push her out of the booth. He's a DJ, by the way, for people who don't know, a legendary one. Well, the Cow podcast, I replied, the Crystal Fash crossover with the scene is dire. I like to know who I'm surrounded by generally, and it's hard to tell until they start talking these days. Morris replies, just tell them you're vaccinated and they will all run away. Pure blood sounds awfully like Nazi ideology. Nightmares and Wax replies, no, this is a dumb tweet, Morris. When you throw the word around willy-nilly, it only does one thing. I'm pretty that N-word has a rightful place. That is not it. You're wrong, Nightmares and Wax. And I will still listen to Smoker's Delight because it is a delight while you're having a smoke. But Jesus, man, like it's just like a constant procession of people who are going to fuck around and find out. I mean, you're playing a lot of gigs, mate. Wild times. Mad. I just like, do you know what it is though, right? It's like, all of these people, like, you sort of grew up liking, not all of them, but like, you know, I'm a massive Stone Roses fan, and Ian Brown made it really hard. Like, still listen to Stone Roses, though. Not a massive Smiths fan, but still listen to the Smiths, even though Morrissey's an absolute dong. All this revisionism about him being a shit songwriter and that can fuck off, because that's absolute bullshit. We must be real. We must stay real. Comments, who's about? Jez clarifies it was David Mensah. He was Labour Friends of Israel. Wow. No way. That fella that Krishnan was slamming, head of Labour Friends of Israel, part of smear against Corbyn, now the mouth of Israel. No more words from my mouth needed. Thank you, Jez. Oreos are shit bourbons, I agree. Glasgow's saying that a tricolour to your left. Oh, you weren't, yeah. I were number 6 in the Irish podcast chart. So just bigging up the fucking homeland, like. I'm sure you'll surely agree. You have similar tendencies. Do-do-do. Whoa. So, all right, we've got somebody who is calling themselves Hiram Above, which is a play on Hiram Abiff, which is a Freemasonic name, who will help with the widow's son. We're not putting your stuff up, though, mate. Have a fucking day off, though. Right, hold on a minute. Lizanne, Elon Levy has really let himself go. Choice, like it. Do. Right, Nate Bear. If the avian flu that's crossed into cows causes a pandemic, it will in large part be because authorities didn't want to take on big agriculture and impose conditions and mitigations on the movement of dairy cows and broiler chickens. The economic system demands pandemics. I know some of you are sick of us going on about people dying and shit, and I am too. I'm not looking to get the death bit, but I'm going to show you this. This is somebody quote tweeting Eric Fagelding's tweet, which I will read to you in a moment. But Raina McIntyre from Global Biosecurity says, it's handling of poultry and eggs, not eating the cooked products, that is the risk. To cook it, you need to handle it. And in our past research, 70% of H5N1 human cases had handled poultry and eggs. We already know the virus mutated in the human case in Texas. How about it add fuel to the fire? This was because Eric was sharing this from the New Hampshire Board of Health, and it's telling people not to have uncooked eggs and also to cook them right through, no runny yolks and shit. I love a runny yolk, man. It's like everything's being taken away, and I feel like I'm the messenger of the taken away. So I apologize for that, but please cook your yolks through. And it's not even that, man. There's real things to be concerned about here. Think of it like this, right? With the COVID pandemic, I'm convinced that there was stuff going on before it was acknowledged, because I got seriously ill before the lockdowns and that. And obviously that like then led the timeline, long COVID and all that pretty perfectly. But we're working it out all the time. And I had a pretty... Do you know what it is? Just on a personal level, I wanted to tell you something. We've been to this spot before, right? And the shower's mad janky here, but it's just got like, it's the old house and it's just so like characterful that we love it, you know? And the last time we were here, I still had brain fog, and it's got this like old shower system where you turn the taps and you've got to turn this one on for the hot and this one for this. And I couldn't work it out then. And I literally had a weird meltdown where I was just like, I can't take this anymore. I can't even do the shower. Came here, didn't even think about it, turned on, ding, 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 done. And I was in the shower cleaning myself and that, and I was like, wow, I could do it. And then I'm like, shit, maybe I have recovered. And it's little things like that where you think, hold on a minute, it's possible to get better. Now, there's something that I wrote about the other day, and I just want to say this for this show. If assisted dying was available, I would have seriously, seriously considered it, probably tapped out. You know, probably done it. I couldn't take it anymore, like, but I had no other choice but to keep going. And also, you know, I've seen, you know, because it is suicide, let's be honest. Like, I've obviously felt and seen what suicide does to people, like people do that. So I decided, you know, not to. But that doesn't mean I don't respect people who decide to do that, because one of the things that got me through one of my closest pals doing that is knowing that I respect their decision, and that's what they wanted to do. They have a right to make that decision because it's their life. But that's very different from the population level assisted dying that like the likes of trustworthy Keir Starmer is really getting behind. This is what it's for, right? This is what it's for. It's to remove the problem of old and disabled people off the bill for care, because a lot of the end of life like care is being paid for by houses, so those houses are just going off toward like indirectly towards people who run care facilities. And basically as well, with people living longer, well, they weren't, it, like the age life expectancies went down 1.6 years since the start of the pandemic globally, and that's an average, by the way. Other places like Africa are being hit. 50% of cases are going to long COVID there. So that's the crack. Glasgow. I'm so nervous about it, like assisted dying after being a supporter for so long. I saw what you wrote as well. And, you know, a lot of what you're saying mirrors how I feel. I was exactly the same. Big supporter of it. But having, it's also, I wasn't a big supporter of hanging nonsense, but I was a supporter of it. But as it only pops up here, how quickly it will be abused. And honestly, I was about to say a version of that, so you've really saves the brain power. Thanks, mate. Because I've actually got the comment up live in front of us, which I don't normally do because I get too distracted. But maybe that's another reason why I've got better. And I wanted to say this to you, and I want to say this to like anybody who listens to this, who, and I know people do, who are in the struggle now and you're experiencing it. It is possible to get better. Like I was lost, man. Like it was so bad. But I'm here now, and I don't want to do the whole "I did it" thing, because like I'm fully cognizant of like how this can just fall apart at any second. But I'm starting to feel like it's not going to fall apart. And I want you to know that that's possible, because I went to the depths, man. And I'm pleased assisted dying wasn't available, because that's mad to think about it. When I was reading about this the other day, I just like my head dropped a bit. I was like, yeah, I could have, like, yeah, jeez. So please, I mean, I'm not trying to tell people what to do. I would never do that. But what I am saying is, though, I don't know, Loopy's saying, which covers it. Some people want the right to choose, though. Safeguards in place, I think it should be allowed. I agree with the right to choose, but right, look at the pandemic, ongoing. What safeguards? And do you trust these people? They can't even mask up in a healthcare situation, some medical workers. Like, look at the administration staff around the Lucy Letby case. Cover up, cover up, cover up. There was a quote the other day which just says the whole system set up around that. So I hear you, Loopy, I do. And given what I know and what I've seen, and given who, I mean, look at bloody Peter Mandelson, Palantir in the NHS. These are the people with the so-called guardrails, mate. There will be no guardrails. We're in a different time now, and we've got to understand it. It's not how it was. What's happened is the cunts who run the world, right? They've got their tails up because they realize people aren't going to do shit. And we've got to change that, you know? Like, that's how we do it. And we do that by, like, we have to, like, reset our expectations of the norms and values people look at us by and judge us by, is just human cattle at the end of the day. And I mean, you know, you see how people get treated in Gaza, and that's how we're viewed as well by a lot of these. Don't get it twisted. We're not special little snowflakes or anything like that. What we are is expendable. And if people haven't worked that out, how they're being like thrown into like workplaces and schools with no mitigations, like cleaning the air, or as we'll come on, far UVC light, which I want to show you as well. There's a lot to be hopeful for, but we've got to leverage these politicians. So anyway, Loopy's saying, we can't trust them if somebody makes an advance directive, for example, or actively wants AD, or paralyzed, unable to eat, breath reliant on others. Some don't want that. Some would choose AD. Fully agree. And I would, in an ideal world, I want this to be available. And I think it should be. But it's not an ideal world. So we have to make it just even a better world where, you know, this kind of stuff's taken, is unpoliticized. But there's a hell of a lot of work to do before we get to that point. So I've completely like reset two things. I was for the death penalty for nonces. Throw them under the fucking jail now. We'll pay for that, because that'll just be misused and there'll be like political dissidents will be hung and stuff like that. Nah, can't do it. Because the people behind it, same way with this, can't do it. People behind it, can't trust them. Can't trust them. Just last week, we saw sight of documents which showed do not resuscitate being put on vulnerable people and old people's files at the early part of the pandemic, and nobody given consent for that. This is throughout the system that needs reform, and I'm sorry, but we just cannot. Loopy's saying, you're right, they'd use it to polish people off, I reckon. Know what I love about you, Loopy? The fact that, like, you know, you've just listened to me make the case there, and you went, yeah, I think you're right. If more people were like you, we wouldn't be in the shit. So big up yourself, Loopy. Glasgow's adding some good stuff. I want AD because I reckon by old age is something I'll need. I know things will get too much, but I'm not sure if it's eugenics to the back door. That's the price, dude. That is literally what's happening here. He goes on to say, DNRs for simply being autistic drove me fucking mad. Tell us about it. And some of the people who are deciding this don't even mask and clean the air in the workplace. So I'm not listening to them. I'm listening to the evidence. I'm not listening to people. I'm absorbing the evidence and I'm taking it on that. And I'm willing to just interrogate long-held beliefs because the world has changed and they're really, really blatant about it. Like people who've paid attention for a long, long time will know, but a lot of people stay in the same reality tunnels because it forms part of a community, Luby says, those were all arguments in my degree dissertation. I'm honored that you've went against your degree dissertation because of a 5-minute monologue from us. Love you. Zoe's saying, tests have already stopped on people going back to care homes. Remember how well that went? Quite. Absolutely perfectly spot on. Anyway, just to switch focus, from back in the day, it doesn't come up very well, but look at this picture. This guy on the screen looks like Bez's father, absolute spit of Bez's father, but it's a stretch picture. Hopefully you can see the Bezworth of them. Anyway, just on propaganda, Daily Mail, she has the boldness, vision, and strength of conviction to build on what Boris began. That's why today the Mail backs Liz Truss for leader. So that's how it went. Now they're saying Truss was a disastrous dalliance who served only to remind us what a real leader looks like. Then that's Sarah Vine. And it just comes down to this sort of thing around the flags and all of that other kind of stuff where, they'll just print whatever they want and a lot of people will just forget. And reality is being based on a consensus rather than evidence. And we know this only too well because of this ongoing pandemic and other things. If that is the case, then people will have that opinion on that day. Whereas when they needed them to have an alternative opinion, they'll have that. And so it goes round and round. Speaking of round, here's 30 pence Lee. I want my country back. Do you want your country back? Reform UK, the Brexit party up on the right. Wonder how much he's benefiting from this, if you'll catch me drift, allegedly. People who have been amongst the show for a while, well, it's got to be well over a year ago now. I don't even think this is that widespread. This motherfucker is part of some kind of fascist, literally white power t-shirt scooter club. He's I say part of. He's mates, there's quotes like, here's my pals and all of this. So, let's not get this twisted. This is full-on techno-fascism. I mean, he can barely work an abacus, this fucker. But from the Thiels and everybody else, these people are just placeholders, gobshites who, serve a purpose. Like this guy here, Lee Anderson, he's just Russell Brand for a different person. It's all he is. So anyway, Stats for Lefties, just in line with what we're saying about voting green. Poll, 56%. Oh, no, it's not this one. Anyway, Israel. Poll, 56% think UK should stop selling weapons to Israel. But Labour, 74% of Labour voters want a ban. Meanwhile, Labour has called for weapons sales to continue. Why do you think this is? Let's fucking be honest. As Jez was saying before with Mensa and other people, Labour friends of Israel, this is just fucking Mandelson, Palantir, Israel government. There's a fucking bit of a pattern forming. And these motherfuckers want us to vote for Labour. Two cheeks of the same arse. Another wing of the same shitbird. People have learned, some have learned nothing. Some have learned this. Some people that I know have learned this and they're still voting for them because they've got mortgages and, things and something. Absolute mugs. But what I do want to do is leave you with something that I find very, very inspiring, Grotbags. This is from medicalexpress.com. Far UVC light can virtually eliminate airborne virus in an occupied room, study shows. I'll just give you a bit of this. There's a picture, overhead lamps emitting far UVC. That's at 222 nm. It's really important that it's at that. Light was employed to reduce levels of an airborne virus in an occupied room. This is credit from Columbia University Irving Medical Center. Far UVC light is a promising new technology for reducing airborne virus levels in occupied indoor spaces, but its effectiveness has not been evaluated in real-life scenarios, so keep that in mind. Study by Columbia researchers now shows that far UVC light inactivated nearly all greater than 99% of an airborne virus in an occupied work environment, showing that the technology can work as well as in a real-life scenario as in the laboratory, the paper is published in the journal Scientific Reports. The results show that far UVC is highly effective at reducing airborne pathogens in an ordinary occupied room, and so it's practically used far UVC light in indoor areas where people are going about their business, says David Brenner, PhD, Director of the Center for Radiological Research at Columbia University, Vigilus College of Physicians and Surgeons, and senior author of the study. That is a mouthful. He goes on to say, if this virus had been a disease-causing virus, the far UVC light would have provided far more protection against airborne disease transmission than any ventilation system. My God, I'm having both. So anyway, right, this stuff's mad expensive, but we found somewhere, right? There's an engineer in China, a female, I've forgotten her name, and she's doing great work, and it's called Nuket torches, and they've brought them down to just over $300, so probably under £300, something like that. You get four of them in a carry case and you put them in four corners of the room. Something, the night market or something. So just search for Nuket far UVC torches. We're saving up our pennies to get some. And it's as we've said, man, don't be frightened by all of this. Just adapt. We're forming up new communities every day. New people are joining. If you want to join patreon.com/cowdaily. But it's not just that. There's wider communities too. Like, there's other things that I've told the patrons forum last time that I don't want to speak publicly about, but you'll see them when they're announced, that we're going to do other things as well. Other things that'll hopefully help inform people on how to adapt. Because look at the topics of the rest of the show and all of that. These people are not here to save us. The evidence is in. Newsflash. We've got to do it ourselves. Going all the way back to Jez Hunt putting his hand in his pocket to get HEPA air filter systems for people. You know, he hasn't got a lot of money, but he did that, man. And that's just inspired me to go harder in the paint. So that's the crack. We're going to do more. And hopefully, man, if this is me having overcome long COVID and that part of my life, yes, I'll certainly not be using that energy to hide from all this. I'll be going harder in the paint, and I hope you will too, because we need more shouters. Like, there's only a few and we can't do this on our own, and we need more people to step up and tell people. And if you can't do that, send them this show. Send them to me and I'll talk to them. Anyway, a few more comments before we get off. Loopy says, by making the mental health hospital at the start of the pandemic, Darlow imposed a hospital-wide DNR that week. Wow, this is not okay, man. Michael Dines in, nice to see you, pal. I would not vote Labour, even if a pig stood as my candidate. Fair fucks to you, sir. Right, Jez is saying, he's getting 5 years MPP. Apparently, he's not getting a job anywhere else, except maybe a Wetherspoons manager. Glasgow's saying, I've got the meme still, Mike. Nice. Rinse them. So aye, if you want to support work, patreon.com/cowdaily. Also go to youtube.com/cowdaily and subscribe to the channel, please. That would be very good. If this is indeed me having overcome long COVID, we're going to start taking this seriously. The way to do it these days is the opposite of what we do, which is like long form live stuff. And what it means is building a YouTube channel. I've not been in the right headspace because simply I didn't want to deal with a wave of trolls, because obviously once you start putting these smaller videos out, the 5-7 minute ones, even the 1 minute ones, your channel grows. And I just wasn't ready for it. But if this is me being like compass, I'm mad ready for it. So let's just take it one day at a time still. But I'm telling you, I'm a happy kid today and I got a great night's sleep the last couple of nights. So we'll take it. And again, big up the people of Ireland. There's a tricolour over my shoulder. And because of your support, it shall remain. All the very best. Goodbye.